Short people. Hi, my name is Nancy and I'm alcoholic. Thank you so much for having us here. My sobriety date is March 9, 1998. I have a home group and a sponsor, which is, you're going to hear from her after 10 minutes. And that was not my first sobriety. My first sobriety was in Lancaster. I went through the program at ACTION for 3 months, and I stayed in Lancaster at a sober living. And back then, I didn't think I had a problem. You know, some once in a while I had drug problems, but never that bad. So when I was 9 months sober, I decided, oh, I'm going to go out again. So I went to L.A. and went out there, and I came back, and nobody knew that I went out, except for myself, and I was so proud of myself. I said, oh my gosh, I'm getting away with this. But you know what? I did get away with it, but it caught up with me. I ended up in the streets again, and I always said that I was never homeless, because there's always a place where I can stay, but I don't have my own address. That's what homeless is all about, right? But if you're staying with somebody else, then you're not homeless, you're not in the street. But anyway, I came from the Philippines, and in my home, there were drinking and partying, drinking, music and eating. But there were no alcoholics over there, not that I know of anyway. My first drink, I was 16. I was with a friend, and last thing I remember is I was having a sip in this tumbler, and then the next thing I know is I was waking up in a bedroom of somebody's bedroom. And back then I told myself, I'm never going to do this again. I said, if I'm going to drink, I want to know what I'm doing, because if I know what I'm doing, I can justify and rationalize my actions. And so that went on for a long time. And then I met my husband and I had a baby. I moved to the U.S. with my husband and my son, and that marriage didn't work out, and I ended up moving to L.A. and Los Angeles. I wanted to move to L.A. because I know that if I come here, I can do anything I want and nobody would notice. And basically that's what happened. Nobody would notice except me, you know, and I did everything out there. I work in a bar, and of course, because that's the easiest job I could find, because I never finished high school. So it worked really well. But back then, you know, there's a lot of drugs in my story. And I didn't know that it gets worse. But it did. I ended up living with this guy. And back then, I was drinking every day. I was using every day. And then I ended up smoking crack, which is like, I used to call myself a crack addict. But I know it's my alcoholism that is my disease. And it progressed to a point that I had to give up my daughter to her father, because I figured he needs to be responsible with her daughter. But in reality, so because she was getting in the way of my drinking, I made drinking and using more important than my daughter, and that's what I did. And when she moved there, I was free to do whatever I want, and then of course it got bad, I ended up going to jail a couple of times. I got picked up by the police. I went to Cedar Grove for 28 days and Rampart for a week. But I still didn't think I had a problem. But one day I got tired, and I don't know, but because I was praying that, God, I can't live this way anymore. I was running out of excuses and everything, and I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror, because that's how bad I put myself in. And so I went to a treatment, and I got in, and like I said, I got sober in ACTION for 3 months. I graduated, and I said, okay, program is over, and I'm okay. I went to a sober living for 6 months and decided to go out, because I didn't have a problem. And the reason that I went out is because, you know, when I was in ACTION, I was diagnosed with HIV, And I told myself, you know what, I'm going to die anyway, so I might as well have fun. I did have fun, but I didn't die. So, and lucky for me, there was a lady that helped me to, that told me about this place. Told Sandra that if I ever want to get sober again, they have this place for alcohol, drugs, and HIV, and I went there. And my program started there, and I ended up staying 6 months there because my counselor said that after 3 months, he said, Nancy, you don't know how to live life out there sober. So you need to stay here and figure out what, you know, to strengthen your program before you even go out there and live like a normal person. And so I did. And after 6 months, I ended up staying in a sober living for a year. And which was the best thing that ever happened to me, because like back then, I didn't have my daughter. She was in Missouri with her half-sister. And so I had to do just the program. And I did everything I was told. I worked the steps. I went to meetings. I had commitments every meetings I had. And my life changed. When I was 2 weeks sober, I got my daughter back. I got me an apartment, and I had her back. And it was hard. Because, you know, I didn't know how to be a mother. And so I had to, like, learn how. And these women in a group, they were really helpful. It's amazing how a home group can really help you stay sober. And so now, after all that, 27 years later, I'm still sober. And life happens, you know. And on the way here, I was talking with my sponsor about my father, because I never put him in my fourth step or anything, and I felt like there's something that I'm missing there, and I know that it's because I'm growing again in a different level, you know, and I'm looking forward to writing my father a letter and see where that goes and find out why he left us. But now I have a relationship with my daughter. I'm having lunch with her tomorrow. And we just had a class banquet, 27 years class banquet. Every year we have a banquet, you know, all of us, we get together the same year and got sober. And we just have, you know, we have a banquet and we just check in with everybody. And life is really good. No matter how bad the situation is, there's always a tomorrow. There's always a letter, and I know that if I don't pick up or anything, I will stay somewhere and life changes, and it's for the better. Thank you for having me.